Far too many people are craving for a special relationship that seemingly lasts forever. We all want to be a part of that type of relationship. The problem is threefold in many situations. Number one, some people are too selfish to accomplish what they deeply crave. Number two, some are too immature to experience the joy of that kind of relationship. And number three, there are still others who are not prepared for the work it will require. In order to be in the deep love stage, it will require some humility and an understanding what true love is really about. The I can't give up on you attitude must be deeply entrenched in both hearts, because problems will arise. In relationships like that, you must be cognizant of the fact when to sacrifice and when you should compromise. Why don't you let the Relationship Therapy Podcast explain the difference?
You've tuned into the Relationship Therapy Podcast with Tony Miller Sr., a podcast designed for couples who are married, couples who are dating, and have marriage in their future. We will guide you to the principles that will make your relationship better. Stick around. You might just learn something that will help your relationship last longer, grow stronger, and become healthier. Now, here's your host, Tony Miller Sr.
Hello, everybody. This is your host, Tony Miller Sr., and welcome to another episode of the Relationship Therapy Podcast. I am so glad you're here. We've been having a great time with our first two episodes for season two, and we're just asking you to continue to be with us as we talk about They Call It Deep Love. We started out season two talking about the deep love stage of relationships. We have been over the various stages of love and relationships. In episode one, we talked about the four stages, the euphoric stage, you know, where you're excited about the relationship and you're all caught up and you're thinking about that new person in your life and you're not even cognizant of the bad habits that they have. But then you had the number two, you had the early attachment stage. That is where you start feeling secure in that relationship, and you may be looking at spending the rest of your life with that person. And then number three, we had the crisis stage. That is where your relationship goes through some changes, where you're maturing, they're maturing, and then also there are some changes that are happening. It may even be some infidelity or hints of infidelity, and that's the crisis stage. But then finally, we get to the deep love stage. And once you're at that deep love stage, you're solid as a rock. But then in episode two, we discovered the benefits of being in the deep love stage. And there were three benefits that we highlighted. Number one, the first benefit of being in the deep love stage is the couple grows together. That's right. When you are in the deep love stage, the first benefit is that the couple is growing together. You have created a bond. You've created a connection with each other. And then the second benefit that we talked about in episode two was the couple is really happy in their relationship. You find me a couple that are really happy together, I guarantee you they're in that deep love stage in their relationship. And then finally, the final benefit is the couple typically is healthier. And not always physically, but sometimes physically, but a lot of the times mentally or emotionally, the couple is healthier. So those were the first two episodes. And today we're going to finish up this series. They call it Deep Love. And I want to take some time in this episode to highlight that there are some signs of couples who are in the deep love stage in their relationship. Some of these may happen during the early stage, but it is solidified in the deep love stage. Even though I have given you tons and tons of information about the deep love stage, we still need to know how to define them in other words, how can we spot those couples who are in the deep love stage? There are some signs that help us spot couples who are in that particular stage in their relationship. Are you ready? Well, let's go. The first sign of a couple in the deep love stage is, number one, both of them have learned the fine art of forgiveness. If you're going to coexist together as a couple, you first must understand that your mate will do some things to upset you. It doesn't matter if it's something minute, if it's something big. In any relationship, people will upset you. If you have arrived at that deep love stage in your relationship, you must forgive them for what they've done. If relationship forgiveness is not one of your tools, you're going to have a hard time making it to the deep love stage. For those of us who are in a marriage or a serious relationship, we cringe at the thought of our significant other or even ourselves being perfect. It is really foolish thinking. We are imperfect beings who have joined together in a relationship that our imperfections will test over and over and over again. It will really see how much we love one another. But once we find ourselves in this deep love stage, we have a different perception of marriage. It is like it is automatically understood that we want to be together until death do we part. In order to do that, we must forgive each other along the way. See, here's the problem. Sometimes we hold unforgiveness and we hold it and we hold it. And a lot of those times while we're holding unforgiveness, the other person is going on about their business and it's eating us up inside. We have to learn to forgive. So that's number one. Both of them have learned the fine art of forgiveness. Here's the second sign of a couple in the deep love stage. They are communicating with one another. Not only are they communicating with one another, they are listening to what the other person is saying when they're talking. Too often we fail to realize that the intricate part of communication is that listening piece. When there is no listening, the communication is already going south. I find it real hard for couples to last a long time without communicating together, being on the same wavelength, and listening and understanding each other. I also realized in my almost 34 years of marriage that it is significantly important that communication is there, but also that listening is there. And also how you say it makes a huge difference in how they receive it. Can I say that again? How you say it makes a huge difference how they receive it. If you say it in anger, they receive it in anger. But if you say it with a kind heart or even if you say it firm, but it's out of love, they can receive it better. We should have learned that lesson by now. If you've been in a relationship any amount of time, you should have learned that lesson by now. people are more able to receive your message based on the way you present it to them. If you present it to them negatively, they're going to receive it negatively. But if you bring it to them positively, then they're more apt to receive it positively. Let me give you a quick example of what I'm talking about. As we stated before, communication is taking your thoughts, feelings, and ideas and transferring them to your intended hearer in a way that they understand. This is the essence of communication, and couples who have reached a deep love stage makes sure that their communication is strong. There will be less conflict in the relationship if your communication is strong. So we've done number one, we've done number two, and here's number three. The third sign of a couple in deep love stage is the couple is energized by one another. I really wanted you to hear this one because I felt like it was very important, because there is a thing called new relationship energy. And that usually comes during the euphoric stage or the early attachment stage. But couples who have really arrived at the deep love stage also has that energy that helps drive their relationship. Sometimes you can notice it when one or of the two people are missing. It seems like there is a void there for the individual that is there. The one does not seem as energetic as before, or even uninterested in what's going on around them. This is especially true when they are used to experiencing things together with their significant other right beside them. Let me be transparent here. I used to struggle in my early days of preaching when the few times that my wife was not in attendance. It almost made me nervous because she was always right there to support me. And having her in the sanctuary supporting me while I was preaching just gave me more energy for the assignment at hand. Watch how couples who are in this state seem to balance each other. Many times they're able to finish each other's statements because they know their significant other just that well. I have to ask you, does your mate energize you, or are they draining the energy from you? The way you answer that question speaks volumes about where you are in your relationship. So that's the third sign of a couple in deep love stage. Here is the fourth one. Let me repeat the first three. The first one is both of them have learned the fine art of forgiveness. Number two, they are communicating with one another. Number three, the couple is energized by one another. And then here's number four. The fourth sign of a couple in the deep love stage is there is security in the relationship. Having security in your relationship means that you have complete confidence that your significant other has your back, that they're supporting you, and they're all in on you. That means in all things, not just part of the time, but all the time. This will bring your relationship to a level that will catapult it even further than you ever thought was imaginable. The key ingredients of being secure in your relationship can be numerous amounts of things, but I want to highlight just about three of those more noticeable ones. Here we go. Number one in security in the relationship, the first ingredient is accessibility. This is knowing that you have your mate's attention and that they are connected to you. Number two, the second ingredient is responsiveness. This is when you cut everything off to make sure that you're able to respond to the needs of your mate. This will not work perfectly every time. However, he or she should understand that you're busy at that moment, but you both will agree that another time may work out best for you. And then number three, the third ingredient is being emotionally engaged with one another. Sharing your feelings with your mate will do wonders to the continuity of your relationship. It's like you're being intimate with them, and now you're being transparent with them, and it makes them feel emotionally attached, and also that you are emotionally engaged. The security of a relationship depends on how much you trust the other person. If there is no trust that you've engaged emotionally with me, it is going to be very difficult to preserve the relationship. So that's the fourth sign. Here is the fifth and final sign of a couple in the deep love stage. They are comfortable sacrificing and compromising their relationship. If you're not secure or you're not in a deep love stage of your relationship, you will be very uncomfortable making sacrifices or even compromises because you're not sure it will be worth it. That's why you find it extremely hard to make sacrifices for someone that you have a difficult time trusting. Let me explain the difference between sacrificing and compromising. Compromise involves the couple meeting in the middle or somewhere around the middle to solve a problem in the relationship. Each person gives just a little, or in some cases, a lot. Ideally, 50-50 is great, but sometimes it's even 90 and 10. But on the other hand, sacrificing requires one person to meet another one right where they are, without the other person giving up anything in return. They give up something to accommodate the other person, regardless of whether they respond or even give back. Now, once we know the difference, we can govern ourselves accordingly. In the deep love stage in a relationship, it may be plenty of both going on to make the relationship work as it's supposed to. But let me express some potential problems with either sacrificing or compromising. If it is not balanced in some way, somebody is going to feel slighted or even abused. Sometimes they will feel like they're giving more, or they're compromising more, or they are the one that are sacrificing all the time. When that happens, it throws the relationship out of whack, and it's now imbalanced. So make sure that there is balance in both, in your compromise, even in your sacrifice. If it is not, you're going to have some problems along the way. You can't ask your significant other to do all of the sacrificing or doing the bigger compromising without causing some conflict in your relationship. So there you have it. I've given you the five signs of a couple in the deep love stage. Number one, both of them have learned the fine art of forgiveness. Number two, they are communicating with one another. Number three, the couple is energized by one another. Number four, there is security in the relationship. And number five, they are comfortable sacrificing and compromising in their relationship. Where do you find yourself based on this? Are you one that compromises and sacrifices all the time? Or are you one that keeps it balanced. Take a look at your relationship and see where you are. Why don't you just take a hard look at the relationship that you're in, and you may be totally surprised that you have crept up into the deep love stage. And that is a great stage to be in. Thank you. And as always, it takes two to make a relationship work.
Thank you for listening to the Relationship Therapy Podcast with Tony Miller Sr. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. Tune in next time for more insight on how to make your relationship better. If you have any questions, please email us at tmrelationshiptherapy@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, remember, it takes two to make the relationship work.